T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text is also 248-539-9797. What is the dumbest debate that you and your buddies, you and your brother, you and your sister, whoever, have ever had, and has it ever come to any resolution? I have one, Stoney, and I wish I could tell you where it started. I remember physically where it started, but I don't remember how it started. But it was a debate between me, my old radio partner, Greg Brady, and our producer at the time, John Klimczyk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Klimczyk. And we had a long-standing debate over who was a bigger celebrity, okay? Now, how you define bigger celebrity, that's part of the debate, obviously, because it's not like you say.
I think I remember this one.
Oh, my God. To this day, Sean Astin, star of Rudy in the Lord of the Rings movies, and John Leguizamo, who has been in any number of projects over the years. I couldn't tell you a single one of them, but he's been in a lot of things. He's just one of those guys who everybody knows, even though nobody knows him. It got so bad and so heated that we had on our show, Stoney, John Leguizamo. And we asked him the question, are you a bigger celebrity than Sean Astin? And he was like taken aback by the question, insulted by the question, and gave us a great answer about how he was a much bigger celebrity than Sean Astin. Like, it wasn't even close. It was fantastic. So,
I would have said him, too, actually.
What? Okay, tell me what he's been in.
I don't know. I just see him around. It's like, if you...
Great. Give me a movie.
I don't know. Exactly. You're right.
No. Give me a movie. Sean Astin was in 3 of the largest grossing movies of all time. Lord of the Rings 1, Lord of the Rings 2, Lord of the Rings 3. Oh, and by the way, he's Rudy. Okay. I just gave you 4.
Well, you know why? Because I didn't see any of them. That's probably why.
Okay, but you're aware of the Lord of the Rings movies, right?
Yes, I am. I definitely
am. And you're aware Sean Astin was in those movies, right?
Yes, he's John Astin's son. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay. Yeah. And Patty Duke Astin.
Okay. I didn't want to go there, but sure, yeah. But Leguizamo, you just, I see, you know.
Where? Go ahead, Stoney. Go ahead.
Another movies I haven't seen, the John Wick movies. Isn't he in them?
I don't know. You can't guess movies you think he might in when you're making a debate.
I know.
Wasn't he on that Rockets team
No, my point is, if you say who have you heard of, to me, it's like, who have you heard of more? And I've heard of him more. His name rings off the bell more than Sean Astin's does.
All right. Anyway,
let's not debate that. That's absurd.
No, let's.
No.
248-539. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
But that's an example of a dumb debate in that entirely unwinnable, right?
Yeah.
It's not like one day I'm going to walk in with proofs and saying, here it is, I have resounding proof that I win the debate.
I once had a debate of something similar with two stars, and I don't remember exactly who we debated. I don't know if it was Wojo or whatever, but Joe Montana or Prince.
No, I remember that debate.
Yes,
and that also involved Greg Brady. It was who is more popular, like who is more well known worldwide,
right?
Joe
and my
Montana
and my answer
Prince.
Was Joe. Well, for the one I remember was my answer was Joe Montana, only because I wasn't sure my mother had ever heard of Prince, and I thought that
is a fair and Joe Montana at the time I think of this debate was the quote unquote star of. For whatever reason, that first Super Bowl where the Lions, or it was held at the Silverdome, where the 49ers played the Bengals, that game was like one of the highest rated. It was watched by, you know, whatever. 70% of televisions were tuned into that game.
Yeah, my mother was always going to be the arbiter.
That's a good sports debate.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about this? Well, you tell dumb sports debates that people always get into every year when there's like this really crappy team, like the Lions or whatever. Oh, Alabama, they could beat the Lions.
Oh,
I hate that debate. That's one of the dumbest debates of all time, where the best college team could beat the worst NFL team. It's not even close. Why do people even bring that up? Okay, and as far as my non-sports debate, and you kind of brought it up because when you mentioned the hot dog, and it's just a matter of taste, because I still believe that, you know, people that put ketchup on hot dogs should be, you know, put in jail, basically.
But that's not a debate, Stoney.
Okay.
That's taste.
Okay.
That's like personal taste. Like, people have odd. I mean, you've told us something before. Like, don't you put like weird things occasionally on a bagel or something like that?
I used to. My buttercream cheese and horseradish.
Well, I would argue that's not a debate. A debate is whether, like, you know, who's better, who's worse, whatever. I mean, I'm with you. I'd never put ketchup on a hot dog, but that's just personal taste.
I guess. What about a current one? Go ahead, Heather.
Oh, the one that instantly comes to my mind of a dumb debate that is always ongoing is the toilet paper roll. Which way to hang a toilet paper roll, the over or under? I think of that one because I think I am right. It should always go over the roll and not under, like against the wall.
That is I downloaded a list of like the top 11 dumb debates of all time, and that debate is on there. I'm with you, Heather. I would argue that the people who argue under, they don't actually have a point of view. They just don't think it matters. So either you're over or you're wrong. It's not over or under. It's over or just don't care.
You're right. What? Seriously, why does it matter?
Physics. Well,
what do you mean physics? It's actually, to me, if you're sitting there, of course you can see me turn around, and if the toilet paper is to my right and it's under, I just, you know, take it and go like that. Where if it's over, it's more complicated to me. It's easier if it's
complicated.
Under. Well, it's
complicated.
It's easier if it's
what?
Under. It's easier
no,
if it's,
it's
under.
Not.
Sure it is.
Because no, it's
the,
not.
The paper just sits there under. You just yank the paper. Yank the toilet paper. I suppose if it's up top, you have to do it and do a little move.
Well, the fact that you're confused by toilet paper is alarming, Stoney. At the
not
age
confused.
Of, you just
not
said more confusing to me.
Okay, well,
oh, complicated. Sorry.
Well,
secondly, have you ever walked into any of the bathrooms in your place? What do you have? 14 or 13?
I was 12.
Count. 12. Have you ever walked into any of the bathrooms and found the toilet paper somewhat unspooled from the reel sitting on the ground?
Collecting on the ground.
No, not really. Not unspooled. No.
Really?
No.
Because I have, and most people have, and if you have, those come from the toilet paper wound from behind. If it comes over the top, it never spools on the ground. From behind, it does occasionally spool. We had a debate here in my car, and it was one of those, like, if I'm going to turn this car around if you guys don't stop back there. My youngest daughter has a stuffed animal, which has been her thing since birth. It's a giraffe, and she's named it Giraffe, and she's given it personality, characteristics, you name it. It's been with her everywhere. It goes on every trip, even to this day. And there was a debate one time between my two daughters and my son over Giraffe's birthday. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Not the day we got it. Not her birthday, which we understand what her birthday is, but Giraffe's birthday. And I was like, are we really having a debate about when a stuffed animal was born? And they actually were. I did not take part in that debate. Dumbest debate you've ever been part of, 248.
We got a lot of them here.
539-9797. That's 248-539-9797.
Ticket text at 248-539-9797. First on the Sean Astin, John Leguizamo deal.
Astin.
Sean Astin was in Goonies, which is a cult classic. He played a good
Thank
role
you.
In 51st Dates. Plus, he's also been in Stranger Things seasons 2. It's not even close.
That's exactly right.
Sean Astin, bigger celebrity. Don't forget Goonies. Sean Astin, Encino Man, Toy Soldiers, and Goonies. Somebody else says makes the point. Jamie, I think you make the point that Sean Astin has been in more popular movies, but not necessarily making him more famous.
It helps, though.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Definitely helps.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
right? I mean, like, I would say that Will Smith is more popular than Daniel Day-Lewis, but that doesn't mean that Daniel Day-Lewis isn't a better actor than Will Smith.
Correct.
Okay. And I'm still waiting for anybody to tell me anything John Leguizamo has ever done.
You're right, because I was looking through stuff. There really is nothing. There's nothing noteworthy. Really
I believe he was. I believe he played Mario in Super Mario Brothers, the live action movie, and that's it. That's the list. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Are bugles a chip? The dumbest debate. I say yes because you can dip them.
Wow, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
I think on that list of dumb debates, if I'm not mistaken, one of the debates that people got into is Cheetos a chip?
Yeah.
Are Cheetos chips?
No.
What are they then? What do you call
they're
them?
They're Cheetos, apparently.
They're snacks.
They're just
but
Cheetos?
But it said that this debate got so heated that these people actually called the Frito-Lay company to ask them, and the Frito-Lay company said, no, they are not chips. Uh-huh. So I guess that ends the debate, but they're in the chip section.
Yeah, I know.
They are.
Well, pretzel,
they're not crackers.
But pretzels are in the chip section, the chips and pretzels section.
That's
but,
true. Pretzels aren't
pretzels
chips.
Pretzels aren't chips.
All right, now this one I've never debated. Are dogs left-handed or right-handed?
They're neither.
No idea.
Both.
How about this? Are they gay or straight?
It's funny because my daughter said, you know, if Rosie was... If any of our dogs were be bisexual, it would be Rosie. Okay.
Whatever. I mean, if they're obviously straight because they reproduce, but not all dogs reproduce, right?
True. Hmm.
So I don't know.
Dumbest argument, is cereal a soup?
That's
what?
No.
No. No. That's not even an argument.
I agree. I mean, except for gazpacho, okay, soup is hot. Now, there is hot cereal, oatmeal, cream of wheat, things like that, but no. It's not a no, cereal's not a soup.
No.
I'm sorry. Now here's
well, I mean, you know what that is, Stoney? To me, that's somebody taking the hot dog debate and, quite honestly, bastardizing it.
Yes, hijacking.
They're like taking the hot dog debate, which I, you know, trust me, Woj and I got a whole show out of it thanks to Evan. We got a ton of calls, and really, it was almost 50-50. But I mean, that's no, it's preposterous to say that.
By the way, John Leguizamo, Sid from Ice Age, enough said. Carlito's Way, one of the best movies ever. There you go.
Sid from okay, so he did a voice yeah. on a movie. That
Carlito's Way was pretty good, I guess.
Carlito's Way was a very good movie. Okay, I wouldn't say it's one of the all-time best. Would right. you?
No, I remember we used to have a debate in college. Could you get higher off a joint or a pipe?
And you tried both, and what was the result?
I always thought it was a pipe because it was a lot easier because it was kind of like filtered. You know, if the screen was good. You know?
Okay.
But
what
that
about
was
a bong?
Bong, there's no debate. Definitely get higher off a bong.
Bong's the winner?
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, a little bird told me that last week it was essentially all drug radio with you and Rieger.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it was like, it made Stoney look like the teetotaler, right?
Oh,
like,
I know, yeah.
Rieger was revealing that he had done all sorts of wacky things
right.
in his past.
I never did acid. That was the debate. That was the thing we talked about. I mean, Rita
good
was
heavens.
Like,
Heather, you must have been blushing. This is crazy.
I didn't partake in that conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad
yes.
you
right.
kept your high standards.
Ken in Clinton Township. Why is a graham cracker called a cracker and not a cookie? All crackers can be used with dip, not a graham cracker, and it's sweet.
Ooh, I still think it's more of a cracker. I dip my graham cracker in things. Not
I
like
think you can't.
Cheese,
you got to do it.
Like,
you got to do
peanut
it cautiously.
Butter or something like that. S'mores
well,
are made from graham crackers.
If you dipped your graham cracker into peanut butter, it would probably break unless you had a pretty solid graham cracker or some pretty soft peanut butter, right?
Mm. Or you spread the peanut butter on the graham cracker.
But actually, I take graham crackers have the same breakability as any cracker do. I mean, if you dip a Triscuit in peanut butter, which would be terrible, it would probably break.
I'm anti-Triscuit. You know?
Huh?
I'm not a Triscuit guy.
Oh, I love Triscuits. I could subsist on Triscuits, I think.
Wheat Thins are a different story. I'm Chris from Dearborn. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
In terms of the worst debate ever for me, it's if cheesecake is a cake or a pie. This came up while I was in the Navy on the ship at sea. We got into the deepest conversations about the dumbest things. People got quite heated on the cheesecake question. For me, cheesecake is its own category of dessert. But in the environment of the ship, we dissected cheesecake to asinine level and nearly had fists fly over it. Great fun indeed.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great debate, actually, because it has all the characteristics of a pie. If you consider like a lemon meringue pie or a key lime. A key lime pie is basically a cheesecake in terms of the consistency and everything.
Right.
So what makes a pie a pie and what makes a cake a cake?
A crust?
Yeah, crust is very important.
Right, but what I just said, but I mean, if you get a key lime pie, the crust on a key lime pie is the same. Like, cheesecake has a crust. Mm-hmm. Cakes don't have crusts, right?
Yeah.
Right.
True. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right,
here's
hold on a second. I really need to think about this one. So, Tony, you take over the last hour of the show. I'm going to go.
All right, here's some really funny ones that we got, too. On Memorial Day, I had a one-hour debate with my father-in-law about who's the hottest Kardashian / Jenner.
Oh.
See, to me, it's Kim.
Okay. I'd probably go with either Kylie or the other one. Who's the other one?
Kendall?
Kendall Kylie, yeah. Or Kendall.
Yeah.
I'm for Kim.
I mean, well, that's easy if you include those two.
Well, yeah, Kardashian / Jenner.
Let me ask you this. Do you count Caitlyn? Because I think Caitlyn has to be thrown into the mix.
Sure.
Whatever.
Stoney?
Sure. No, I don't
cheered
think.
Cheered for him as a teenager?
Yeah.
Fell in love with her as an adult?
Yeah, exactly. Jody and Romeo says, dumbest debate I ever had was with a coworker about cats versus dogs. He finally screamed across the room that he'd rather 100 cats instead of one dog. Hilarious. Ew. That person's not human.
No.
It's not a dumb debate. It's almost like taste.
It's almost not also not
cats?
Male. A male said he'd rather have 100 cats than a dog.
Yeah.
I would never trust that guy.
No, me neither.
No way.
Dumb debate. Are fish wet? Well,
yes.
Yeah, I would say, well, but you take them out of water, are they wet?
Yes.
But then they die. See, I think fish could be the stupidest pets of all time because you take them out the pet and they die. Starters, a group of five guys at the bar arguing over who had a better body slam on Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, or the Ultimate Warrior. I'm trying to remember the Ultimate Warriors. Obviously, it was Hogan.
I'll say Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
That was a great event at WrestleMania 3. Mike and Jackson says, my buddy and I had a heated debate 20 years ago about the concept of second from the right or third from the left. I came out of it assuming he's dyslexic, and I'm still mad. Also, toilet paper goes over the top, and I'll change if I have to.
Yeah, that's right. I don't get the first part, though. Second from the right or third from the left? So if there's five guys sitting.
Yeah. Or you look at your
right?
Your fingers as the, I don't know, whatever. The person who created the toilet paper roll has a patent, and it was submitted as over.
Good. It should be over.
We'll see.
I run a cleaning company. The rule of thumb is over, but many customers with cats like it under, so when the cat plays with the spool, doesn't unwind.
Not true. It's the other way around.
When
the cat plays with
it,
the spool unwinds. Yeah. And in a cleaning company, a lot of times if you go to a nice hotel, they'll fold it into like a little triangle.
Yeah.
And that's only when it's coming over the top. So right.
Final one. Why does round pizza come in a square box?
It's probably easier to make the box square. I don't know.
It's probably easier to make the box square, I would have to think.
Yeah.
97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.